But what I'm specifically talking about today is emotional abandonment. There has been a big abandonment in my world and people around me and my clients, and all of us have had to deal with it. And it has brought up a lot of core wounds.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine.
Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a four-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know, those deep, dark secrets you probably want to take to your grave, or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing. Join me each week as we take a deep dive into one subject, exploring the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Get ready for a more focused and revealing journey into the human experience. This is a new chapter of Secret Life, and I am so glad and excited you are joining me. Today, we are talking about abandonment. Oh, abandonment. Jeez Louise, how I love you as an adult. Abandonment. Okay, the reason why we are talking about abandonment is because there is this theory going around, and I agree with it, that as an adult, we cannot be abandoned, right? Only children can be abandoned. Why do I say that? Because a child can actually be abandoned, because a child cannot take care of itself. It cannot feed. It cannot go out and get a job. It cannot function in the world. But an adult, you know, if you are AKA abandoned, you can go and still provide. You can feed yourself, take care of yourself. But what I'm specifically talking about today is emotional abandonment. There has been a big abandonment in my world and people around me and my clients, and all of us have had to deal with it. And it has brought up a lot of core wounds. And so I thought today, let's talk about it. Fuck it. Let's talk about it. I'm not naming names. We're not going to name any names, but abandonment did happen. And we can categorize it as emotional abandonment. But even is that okay for adult to feel emotionally abandoned? Can adult be emotionally abandoned? So here are the development stages for abandonment trauma. You get shattered. You're confused. You're devastated. You're shocked. You're in pain. Oh my God, have I been in pain the last two fucking weeks and picking up other people's pain at the same time, holding them and helping them hold their pain. Then you go into a state of withdrawal. Okay, I'm going to withdraw. I'm going to struggle with this. I'm going to even lash out sometimes and withdraw from people that love me because I'm trying to protect myself. And then we internalize it. Then we go through all those feelings of like, what did I do? Did I cause this? All of that. And then it turns into some rage, right? It turns into some fucking rage. Then you get angry. Then you see all the signs you didn't read. This is my own experience. See all the signs, the red flags, right? The teeny little moments you're like, oh, that was off. That was off. So, and then something happens when that rage turns into that pure core pain sadness, and it just bubbles out of you, and hopefully you get that release, because a lot of people get stuck in that rage. And I like to call it my own like victimhood, right? Like I saw it. I'm pissed off at the world. Why didn't I let this person once again, replaying that role, that narrative of core abandonment issues, right? From even childhood. And mine is in the form of like, these fucking women. These fucking women did it to me again. So that's like the one I go to, because it was like girlfriends in the past, women that in my life, you know, that didn't show up in the way I needed them to. So it always hits that core wound for me, that part, that child part, teenage part, that the teenager is like, fuck you. And the child that's like, this is happening again, parts work, right? Internal family parts work. So it hits that for me. So if I don't allow that rage to actually turn into the sadness and release, I get stuck there. And a lot of people get stuck there. They don't move to the next part, the lifting part, the releasing part, the letting go part, and then the moving forward part, and actually the shedding. And then that's the deepening within self, the deepening with self that you're okay, that you're connected to people but not attached to people, that you don't actually need anyone to be there and you can heal. That's like the stages I have gone through the last 2.5 weeks. And I'm trying to help my clients go through this process that we're dealing with. So with that, that's the stages. Now, yes, a child can be abandoned. Yes, they can be completely abandoned. A lot of adults now were abandoned as a childhood. So let's look at these early causes of abandonment issues. So the death, right? The death of a parent. Immediately, that's abandonment. Whether the parent, you know, passed away, that's abandonment issues right for the child immediately. Early life experiences of NICU. My son, just so you know, he was in the NICU for 14 days. I actually did not hold my son, Davis, until 9 days. I did not actually pick him up and hold him because his lungs were underdeveloped. So I don't know later if that's going to turn into an abandonment issue for him. He seems pretty well adjusted, because I think Mark and I really have done a good job of parenting. Who knows, right? I'm a flawed human. Who knows? But we try our best. But he was in the NICU for 14 days. And that is from birth. And if you don't latch on to mom, especially skin to skin right away, they say that causes abandonment or codependency or people pleasing or all that stuff. So they say that's signs, early signs of abandonment issues later. So we'll see. If a mother is unstable, depressed regularly, intoxicated, angry, emotionally withdrawn from you, which my mom and I had a conversation. She didn't feel connected to me or my sister at birth, which a lot of women see. I didn't even feel with Davis very connected. I think because of that trauma of him being in the NICU, I even disconnected a little bit because of the fear, right? So a lot of women have postpartum, or if a mother has those issues, it causes an abandonment issue in the child, because the first 4 years are the most important of a human. The first 4 years sets up the stage for a child for the rest of their life. So if a mother's displaying any of those issues, it causes abandonment issues. A divorce, obviously, abandonment. The family system breaks up. If a mother goes into hospitalization or separates from the child in the childhood time, if there's a bunch of maternal figures like nannies, boarding school situations coming in, even a nanny, even if it's a consistent nanny and the mother is not there, that can cause abandonment issues. Significant loss of attention from one parent due to another sibling coming in or the parent getting remarried, that can cause abandonment issues. A family even being extremely close and overprotective actually causes abandonment issues, because it's almost too much that then the child feels suffocated. So then internally they abandon themselves because they don't even get to hold their own self-worth. So they're abandoning self because the system is so suffocating. And lastly, never learning how to deal with something difficult in their life as children. So if the parents are soothing them before they can learn to self-soothe. So that's happening a lot right now, giving iPads, giving your phone during dinner and not allowing a child to be bored, or in a bad mood, you immediately give them the thing they want, or throwing a tantrum, you give them the thing they want. That is actually not allowing them to get through a difficult emotion. It causes abandonment later because they didn't ever get those issues to deal with. So those are the main issues and causes that happen, those core wounds that then if later you get it, aka emotionally abandoned as an adult, can hit those core wounds. All right. So what is abandonment, right? Emotional abandonment is a state in which people feel undesired, left behind, insecure, discarded. That's my favorite word, discarded. Oh man, did I feel discarded last week? So this big shakeup with this situation, another client, a sponsee, and another client, all literally. And a part of me was like, F off, like F off all of this. It felt discarded. And here's the thing. I know that I'm connected to everything and attached to nothing. I know people come in and out and you do not hold on to anyone and flows in and out. And people are there for a season, a lesson, a lifetime. It doesn't matter that I cannot hold on to anyone because that is my disease. I hold on to relationships when they're no longer working or necessary. And they actually hold a space in my life that doesn't allow me to grow to the next level. So I fucking know all of that for 15 plus years. I am well aware. I have done, educated, know it myself through my own experience, through my own recovery, all of it. But it still hits that discarded child part, teenage part. And when this all went down 2 weeks ago and this happened, it was this huge wave of emotional abandonment, it felt like. An abandonment. And it took me back to this feeling like, wow, is this happening again? Why is this happening again after all this work? And I really had to sit with it and I had to think, yes, this abandonment feeling is real and that is okay. But again, I cannot be abandoned as an adult. And was I really discarded? It feels like I was. And then I always have to look at what is going on in the big picture. And 99% of the time, it has nothing to do with me because I keep my side of the street clean and I make it take accountability and I over-communicate and I clear things up and I'm pretty good at communicating. And then I got to sit. Well, this still feels like discarded, left behind, used, not communicated, ghosted, literally not spoken to, not even some shady shit that went down that I could have confronted. And I'm like, is that necessary? Am I going to get the answers I needed? And I thought, not right now. Let's like sit in it. And I said, am I a child right now? Does this person take away my food, my home, my security? Do they leave me high and dry? Can I go out and get a job? Can I go, you know, whatever it is? And I said, no, this person doesn't take any of that from me. And I said, as an adult, is this a loss of a relationship? Yes. But what can I do differently that children can't often do? I can seek support. I can seek a professional. I can talk it out. I can take care of my needs. I can grieve. I can fully grieve and know what I'm grieving and allow that grief. And I think as an adult before, I was afraid of grief because I was going to get stuck in it. And that abandonment, it felt so overwhelming as a child and that I didn't know what to do with it. So I didn't feel it at all. And I turned it into addictive tendencies, masturbating, boys, eating sugar, shopping, stealing, cheating, lying. I mean, name all the addictive tendencies and things that I did, Jesus Christ. So when I sit and think about that, I get a choice now. I don't go to those things and that I can sit and grieve in them and know that they're going to flow through me and that I feel the pain of them because I welcome now the pain of them. So these four things that happened this last week, counting the big thing, big shakeup is what I like to call it, doomsday, that I was able to sit and grieve the loss of this relationship and this relationship for others and they and their feelings of abandonment and their feelings being lied to or made promises that weren't kept, same, you know, long-term plans that weren't kept. And I got to feel the loss of that. And then it turned into this feeling of empowerment. This feeling of, wow, I can hold this and educate myself and get through this feeling of loss, discarded, abandoned, let go of, all of that. And then I can live to love another day. And I also can now let that person go. And not carry the old resentment and not carry that, oh, another fucking woman fucked with me. Another fucking woman fucked with me. And instead of carrying that around, I can say, this is a time I get to heal. This is not a feeling of being left behind. This is a feeling of outgrowing. And all this information I've now collected, I see that this is no longer works for me and it's clearing this space. And though it's painful, it's okay to feel this pain because I don't want to carry it into this new part of my life. And I see that now and I allow that now. And this abandonment, it's a clearing. It's a clearing. Instead of abandonment, it's a clearing time. It's a clearing is what I'm calling it. Because here are some types of the other types of abandonment I wanted to say. You're lied to, betrayed. You're punished for setting a boundary. Your feelings are not looked at, needed, disagreed. They're mocked, right? You're expected to meet unrealistic expectations. If you disagree, they'll let you go. Your requests are ignored. Your texts are ignored. Your phone calls are ignored. Your feelings are dismissed. Communication is withheld. All of those things brought up that feeling of abandonment, but that's actually red flags to move on to actually a clearing, a letting go of that person. So this is where I practice compassion. Compassion for this new start, compassion for letting go, and this new start, and this new clearing. And then I am a human on life experiencing loss, and that I now have enough education and enough practice of feeling and getting through it that I know I won't get stuck in it, and that this emotional abandonment now clearing is actually good for me. And I can hold that and it won't break me. Because I used to think this is breaking me. This is breaking me again. And it's actually not. It's building me. Because every time I get through one of these, I feel stronger afterwards. Literally, I can't even tell you how much stronger. So I pay attention to myself. I take care of myself. I have the resources now. I talk to people. I then turn to doing good things to myself. I get extra rest. I work less. I find joyful activities. I eat really good food. I dance to music. I do more diamond art. I like to do puzzles. I reach out to friends. I try to spend time in nature. I talk to my support system. And I just try to keep moving through this feeling of abandonment, emotional abandonment, to get to the other side, because I know I'm going to fucking get to the other side, just like you will. So whether it's a parent, a friend, a loved one, a coworker, you will get to the other side. And when I say to myself, oh, not fucking again, it's actually to finally clear that old core abandonment wound that no longer serves me to believe that that's true. Because it's not these women. I don't have a sign on my set that says, hey, if you're a woman, come fuck me over. Like, that's not the sign that I wear, and I don't want it. And I love women, and I want to be closer to women. And I do have really great relationships with women. So when I look around my life, I have amazing relationships with women. So that doesn't even ring true. So I'm asking you, if you have a feeling of abandonment, look in your life right now. What core wound? What part of you? Is it a child part? Is it an exile part? Is it a teenage part? Is screaming, is it an old core wound? And can you truly be abandoned? Or are you just feeling that discarded, or let go, or not communicated with, or ghosted, or all those things? And it's just hitting that old thing. And are you scared to hold it? So look at that. Because here are the ways. You accept the feeling. You avoid jumping to conclusion, which this time I didn't. Good for me. You review how you want to express yourself. You then convey your feeling. You remind yourself that of your worth, which I do. Do what you feel comfortable and how you want to close that chapter for yourself. You accept the invitation, and then you also share with other people. You accept the invitation and like, yes, this is over. I know this is over. A good thing I do is I have all my clients write a goodbye letter in their own words, what they need to say. You don't give it to them. It's for you. You process it with someone you trust, someone that has the education and can help you, and you move through it. And you share it with a trusting person, and you move through it. This has been a really hard couple of weeks. It's been an amazing growth, even to see my growth. So if you are feeling these feelings, you will get through them, and they actually will make you feel stronger. And the next time this situation happens, I am telling you, it will have less effect. And every time you go through it, it will feel less painful, and you will wash through it quicker. And that's what I've seen, because this situation that happened a couple of weeks ago would have literally brought me to my knees 6 months ago, a year ago. 2 years ago. Oh my God, I would have lost it 5 years ago. I would have thought my world was over. I would have spiraled out. Before that, I would have probably used. So the more you accept life on life's terms and people for who they are and letting them go, and again, detaching with love, being connected but not attached to anyone, you will never feel this deep, deep, deep core abandonment. I promise you. And if it comes up, it will wash through quicker. Thank you for joining me. This was a very difficult episode. This was a very difficult couple of weeks. I'm glad you came on this journey, because I did not want to record this, but I knew it was important for me and hopefully for a listener and hopefully for anybody out there suffering with feelings of abandonment. Thank you for listening to Secret Life. I love to know your thoughts on the episode. If you have any questions or any topics you like to discuss, please send me a note at secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.